This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you've been trying your best to ignore this whole crypto thing, first of all, I hear ya. But it might be time to start paying attention because at this point, your favorite musician might know this stuff a little bit better than you do. The Grammys announced this week that next year's show would be commemorated by a series of NFTs, non-fungible tokens, kind of a combination of digital art and digital receipt, or thinking with our economic brain here, a way to make digital things scarce and thus more valuable. The R&B artist Doja Cat has already sold one, kind of a multimedia logo thing, for $188,000. Marketplace's Matt Levin takes it from there.
Steve Aoki is one of the most famous EDM DJs on the planet. Tell me what you know about dreaming. For the unfamiliar, EDM stands for electronic dance music. Ask your kids, or just ask that annoying coworker who won't shut up about Burning Man. Last year, Aoki was bored. The pandemic nixed the endless stream of live shows that was his life, not to mention his biggest income source. So he did what a lot of people with unexpected downtime did in 2020. He got into collectibles.
I got like the Michael Jordan rookie card for $85,000 in September. I got two of those.
Not a cheap hobby. But around the same time, Aoki was getting into selling his own collectibles. He collaborated with a digital artist to make something he called the Dreamcatcher series. Picture a GIF set to this music of what looks like a rotating animated Sour Patch Kid if the Sour Patch Kid was a character in a Tim Burton movie. Hey, art is subjective. One person's Dreamcatcher series is another person's Van Gogh. And the Dreamcatcher series fetched Van Gogh prices $4 million.
The same way people are buying jerseys of their favorite athletes or buying Pokemon, whatever it is that they're collecting. Now, music is another huge collectible industry.
In a world where musicians earn way less than a penny per Spotify stream and live touring can disappear overnight, Aoki sees digital memorabilia as an important new revenue source. And with crypto on their side, artists aren't limited to selling collectibles. They can experiment with models like initial song offerings or ISOs.
And that is basically the opening of a song or a piece of a song on our marketplace.
Steve Stewart is the CEO of Vest, an app that allows users to buy fractionalized shares of music rights, kind of like owning a stock. I'm checking out the app right now. All right, let's see what songs I can purchase as part of an ISO. White Wedding by Billy Idol. Is Billy Idol still alive? Hold on one second. Billy Idol is still alive, but he's getting up there in years. Not to sound too morbid, but could be a good investment. I bought $5 worth of White Wedding.
And that may sound like a small piece, and it is, but it gives that person some skin in the game.
So every time you hear this, it's a nice day for a white wedding, I get a cut. Stewart says eventually I'll be able to buy shares of songs as NFTs, which through the magic of blockchain might deliver my minuscule royalties that much faster. Some musicians want to go a step further, selling bigger chunks of song equity to fans and bypassing record labels entirely. But for all the hype around how crypto can change the music industry for the better, there are plenty of skeptics. Nika Danilova has been making music under the stage name Zola Jesus for over a decade. She's experimented with multimedia NFTs, sold a couple. But the experience left a bad taste in her mouth. She only sees rich tech types buying and selling art to other rich tech types. And something about turning fans into investors doesn't feel right to her.
Anyone can bid to own a piece of the artist. I don't think any artist should be actually owned by anybody other than themselves.
Fans won't just be mad when an artist makes an album they don't like. They might dump their shares. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.